Hello?
Hey, is this Brian?
Yeah.
Hey, Brian, this is Josh Baker from Penguin Book Writers. How are you doing today?
I'm good.
Glad to hear that. I am one of the project managers assigned towards your project, and I will be working along with you to make sure that your project turns out for a success. So I just wanted to give you a quick call to understand what the book is about and get on board with you. So could you give me a brief idea of what the book is about and what basically is the title and how did you end up writing this book?
Right. Well, I was sitting in my car after dropping my kids off, and we had an earthquake, and I didn't even notice it. I came back to my neighborhood, a few blocks away, and discovered everyone was out in their pajamas, and I'm like, what just happened? And then I realized, hey, this is a fun idea for a book. What if all the buildings were on wheels?
I
So
see, I
then I
see.
started. Yeah, so then I started thinking, okay, so let's say all the worst predictions, this is pre-Trump, of course, came true, that we were 1984,
I got that.
only I called it 2084, same idea. So I imagined that world, and then I thought, well, let's see, who could you put together to solve this problem? So the main characters are the richest teeny bopper on the planet, a girl, a Japanese girl, and the poorest boy, who is ostensibly the son of someone, raised up, an untouchable.
Okay, it's sort of a superhero style as well. Sounds great.
Yeah, But they share the billing,
Okay, got
He
that.
does all the physical stuff mostly, but she's also an expert in some things too.
That sounds awesome. That
So,
sounds awesome. This sure is an amazing idea, and I'm really looking forward to this as well.
well, people I tell about it, they seem. Say, gee, that sounds interesting. I don't know that I've, given it enough writing style, et cetera, to make it palatable and interesting. And that's why I came to you guys.
Nothing to worry about. We've got you covered. So rest of the concern, we're gonna take care of it. We're gonna take care of the writing style and the formatting as well. So you leave that to us. And apart from that, the story that you have told me and the idea behind the book, I am quite impressed by that, being honest, how you're going beyond, and that indeed is a unique selling point of your book. So I really am looking forward to this, being very honest.
Well, being honest is okay, but having the right touch at the right time is even more important.
We will get that for you.
And yeah, no, I appreciate your presentation, and yeah, basically what it turns out in the end is that they claim to be operating on solar power because there is a world consciousness regarding that amongst all these dictator states. But what it turns out is that the few powerful are causing chaos all around the world, a la Putin and his Wagner group and all of that. And but specifically, there's a plot afoot by one of the partners, and that he turns out to be the hidden father of the main character. And only through retrospect in the end do they recognize that he, in this den of thieves, still managed to find a way to keep his son in the dark and yet provide the way to rebel. And so what it turns out is that all the youth, the male youth, are raised up without any knowledge. They all wear these leather helmets to supposedly protect against, but basically it dehumanizes them. A la the hijab, and so they are lifted up by magnetic force on the in the month of their birthdays, 16th birthday, and they are taken and basically become galley slaves in these giant electricity factories where they're on exercycles. Sort of a funny idea, and they're given they sleep. in these pods. They're totally drugged up, and they pedal till they die. And then, of course, they're recycled for more food, you know.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I mean, it probably is a very ordinary science fiction story in a way that it, you know, it has
with
the bad
with
guys
the lesson
and all
as well.
That.
Yep, with the lesson as well. As far as I understood, you're targeting the youth audience mainly as well, right? Youth and above.
Yeah, young adult, right.
Sounds great, sounds great.
Yeah.
And would this be your first book that you are writing, or do you have any previous projects as well that you worked on?
I submitted this to Amazon as an e-book. I got like, I don't know, 70 readers. It was really pathetic. The cover wasn't very good, and the blurbs were not good, and I couldn't find anyone else to get to read it so they could recommend it. So it just was a bomb. Yeah.
Oh, no worries at all. We will have this bomb diffused for you, and we'll take care of it for you. So we're going to have to take care of nothing to worry about. Just let me guide you further how we're going to be proceeding ahead and working with you on this. So what we're going to do is, Brian, we have our own portal where we are going to be coordinating with you. So let me guide you how we're going to work forward and guide you step by step as well on our portal. Do you have your email open up in front of you?
I don't. I'm out in my art studio here.
Oh, no worries. No worries at all. I can have a callback schedule. I'll give you a callback later whenever you're free. So what we're going to do is we have our own messaging communication portal, which we call the Teamwork. So we're going to be coordinating with each other on that portal because it's easier to send files over there and communicate with each other. So that is how simple that would be, and there's nothing to worry about. I'll walk you through that portal as well while we're on the call. So nothing to worry about that as well. So just one thing, one quick thing that I want to ask you, is there an estimated time frame that you're targeting when the book you wants to be published or when you want the project to be completed? Do you have any estimated time frame in mind?
Well, my father, my stepfather had a saying, the speed of a jackass never lasts. So I don't know if speed is necessarily the thing. I think like all my books, almost all of them, the theme is the invisible changes brought by modes of communication.
Mm-hmm.
The changes in our consciousness created by high-speed, instantaneous electronic communication.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, anyway, it's all like in the weeds, but I don't think those themes are going away anytime soon. So being their relevance is current and sure to be relevant for quite a long time, considering the fact that no one seems to understand this. So very few.
Not to worry.
But anyway, yeah, so no specific timeline. Rocking steady at something is the way to get it done. That's my experience. It's not disjuncted. People have it in mind, you know.
Yep.
So, yeah, I mean, I would say as soon as possible, but I don't, you know.
I got your point.
You want to do it right.
Got your point. So nothing to worry about. What we're going to be doing is I'm going to be having this aligned with my team as well, and we'll be making sure that your quality is not compromised at all, and that's what our motto is. So I will be aligning with my team as well, and I'll be working with them, and we'll ensure that the quality is not compromised in any case. And in all cases, how this works is that we send you draft by draft. So what happens is that we would be requiring a manuscript from your end, the book that you've written, so that our team can proceed ahead with the formatting and everything. So how the team works is it sends us chapter by chapters or pages by pages, which I am going to be sharing with you. So every single time a draft is going to go through you to be approved, then we're going to proceed forward so that the quality is not compromised at all. So every chapter or the draft is going to be approved by you first. We'll send it over to you for the review first, and then we're going to proceed forward. This is our
way. Okay, and this is going to be in edit form?
Yep. So how this is going to take place is going to be on our portal, which I'm going to guide you in a while once you're in front of your computer. So may I please have a preferred callback time when I can give you a callback so that we can work on the portal as well?
Well, I am going to go mountain biking in a few 20 minutes. And
oh,
then when I'm back, then I just do it every day. So I can call you. I mean, if you have a number.
Absolutely.
Well, I mean, you have this number here, yeah.
Yep.
I can call you back as soon as I get back.
Sounds good.
It's just that by the time my slow computer gets going, it's just
no
going to be a waste. It'll be my time because I do it by a radio show that comes on. So it comes on at a certain time.
Oh, no
so
worries.
I'm here
till 6 p.m. Pacific time. You can give me a call back whenever you're free, and I'll walk you through.
So it would be around 4 o'clock your time. You're in New York City, right?
Yep. You can call us around like 4, New York.
Yeah, so 4 o'clock. It won't take that long, right? It's 10 minutes, 15 minutes?
It's going to be 5 to 10 minutes max.
Okay, yeah. So you'll get off. Plenty of time.
yep. Nothing to worry about. You can call me, ask for your ease. I won't go without having a word with you.
Yeah. You're very charming. I'm sure that's part of the job. I guess I might as well be an old dowager with nothing but money and time on her hands, and it's the same thing, right?
We're
all lonely, and we all want people to say, oh, how fascinating.
I get it. Being honest, being very honest, this is in my nature as well. I am a bit of an extrovert, so I enjoy doing my job, so this is something that I actually
Right. It doesn't matter what the thing of working with people and meanings and making it better, it must be very satisfying when the job is done.
Yes, absolutely. And more than that, because we're doing services as well, it's sort of a service sector as well. So whenever we get to hear those feedbacks and seeing the clients being satisfied, that itself is a motivation as well, seeing other people happy. And more than that, we have different clients, and everyone keeps on sharing their books, their stories as well. So that sort of is an inspiration. That sort of is fascinating for us already. So it's fun being in this job.
Yeah, I can imagine. I mean, my impression, I was in the Children Writers Society for quite a while, and my impression was that there were a lot of really high-octane English major, mostly women, who are living the life in New York, editing and or promoting, agenting, young adult stories. It just seemed like it was like the top of the world.
Absolutely, absolutely. And if you love your job, then obviously there's nothing better than that.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like work. Just there's not enough time in every day. I just can't get everything done.
I hope I'm not taking much of your time, and you have to go for your mountain biking as well. So we surely you can give me a call whenever you're free and you're back.
I will. As soon as I get back, that way it'll go smoothly.
Awesome, awesome. Brian, it indeed is a pleasure speaking with you. I'll be waiting for your call.
All right, my friend.
Thank you.
Bye.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.